Thank you, Kelly. Blooming si Kelly, ano po? Tanungin niyo ako, bakit? Masaya po siya kay Lord. Tanungin niyo sa katabi niyo, masaya po ba kayo? Ayan, welcome everyone. Merry Christmas! 14 na tulog na lang ay Pasko 2023 at 2022 na. Sige po, let's look around. Tumingin tayo sa kaliwa, kanan at sabihin lang natin, maligayang Pasko. Yan, Merry Christmas, lalo na sa ating mga bagong kasama. Merry Christmas here in Crossroads Church. Yan, atin po pinagdiriwang ang kapanganakan ng Panginoong Jesus, ang kanyang pagdating at ang kanyang pagliligtas sa ating lahat at ang paghahari niya sa ating mga puso. Yan. So, today ay nasindihan na po ang kandila ng kagalakan. Kaya tayo po'y magalak sa Panginoon, dumadaan man tayo sa mga pangangailangan, problema o pagsubok. No? Sabi doon, consider it all pure joy. Amen? Dahil ang lahat ng ito ay magbubunga ng karakter ng katulad ng Panginoong Jesucristo. So with that, let us close our eyes and bow our heads and let us welcome the Holy Spirit as He teach us His Word. Father, we thank You that we can come into Your presence, Lord, with great joy, celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Tulungan Niyo po kami na maunawaan ang Iyong mga salita, Panginoon. Tanglawan mo kami at paliwanagan mo ang aming mga isip. Lord, we pray that we can be disciplined and directed towards You today. Itanggalin po namin at ilayo namin sa aming mga isipan ang anumang puyat, ang anumang pagod, ang anumang kaabalahan, ang anumang pong mga alalahanin sa buhay, kundi makita ka lamang namin, Panginoon, sa umagang ito na Ikaw ang bukal ng buhay at Diyos ng pag-asa at kagalakan. Thank You, Lord, that You are here with us today. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Malakas na palakpak po sa Panginoon. Hallelujah. So, konti na lamang po at tapos na tayo sa Book of Genesis. Napakaganda po ng ating series, no, with the theme Reborn. Nawa bago matapos yung taon na ito with our series, no, sa preaching, sa mga sermons na narinig natin, talagang matunto natin saan ba ako ipinanganak na muli? Saan ba ako binago ng Diyos? Saan ba akong aspeto ng buhay ko napaliwanagan ng Diyos at ginabayan ng Panginoon mula sa mga kwento sa aklat ng Genesis. So, grabe yung pagnanarrow, no, ng Panginoon mula sa macro view of how He created the heavens and the earth and how He chose, no po, individual people. No, kung paano magsimula ang Diyos, paano siya magsimulang muli, at paano siyang hindi nagsasawang magsimula ang palati, no, sa mga tao mula kay Adan, Noah, and now we see how God narrows the story from Abraham and then Isaac, Jacob. Grabe po ang covenant promise ng Panginoon kay Abraham. Napaka-critical po nito para po sa pagpapala, hindi lamang kay Isaac, kay Jacob, and now we're talking about Joseph. But you know what? No, ang kwento po na ito ay tungkol sa iyo at tungkol sa akin. Dahil po sa pagtawag ng Panginoon mula kay Abraham, no po, kanya pong pinurify at kanya pong pinagtibay ang kanyang covenant, ang kanyang pagtitipan sa atin para sa ating kaligtasan at sa ating panunumbalik sa kanya. And now we see that in the line and through the life of Joseph, we would see how God Himself would bless the nation Israel and now running down through us, through Jesus Christ. So, alalahanin po natin yung pangako ng Diyos kay Jacob. Last week, let's take a look. I-review nga po natin. Genesis 46, verses 3 and 4. Ang sabi po dito ng Panginoon kay Jacob. Everybody say and read with me, go. Then he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for there I will make you into a great nation. I myself will go down with you to Egypt, and I will bring you up again, and Joseph's hand shall close your eyes. We have seen, no, how dramatic, no, po, ang up close and personal revelation ng Panginoon kay Jacob. At nakita natin dito the promises of God, no, with His presence, provision, and power. Not only nakita natin kay Abraham, kay Isaac, and now nire-remind ng Panginoon ng kanyang covenant kay Jacob. So let us begin now to behold, no, this continuation ng story ng Panginoon ng kanyang pangako, at ngayon ay nasa linya na po ni Jose. So the title of this message is God's Sovereign Providence. Everybody read with me the title of the message, God's Sovereign Providence. So, ang tema talaga ng buhay ni Jose ay patungkol sa pagiging dakila at nakapangyayari ng Diyos sa lahat ng bagay, sa lahat ng pagkakataon. Diba? Napaka-evident po niyan sa buhay ni Jose, in good and bad, in kahit in aloneness, and even in the plenty, no, the Lord's hand was with him, and the presence of God is everything for Joseph, and that means the sovereignty of God. Kaya even, no, sa kanyang mga servants, sa kanyang mga slaves, no, yun ang bukang bibig. Huwag kayo mag-alala, because the God of your father blesses you. So the sovereignty of God is the theme, no, sa journey ng buhay ni Jose. Pero ngayon, titignan natin ang isang payak at kumbaga po, nakatuon na tingin natin sa paghahari at nakakaalam at talagang kumbaga umiiral at nagaganap sa ating mga buhay. Iyon po yung God's Sovereign Providence, o ang kanyang dakilang paglalaan sa ating lahat. Wow! God graciously provided everything for the Israelites, no? And gayon din po sa atin ngayon, na sana, no, towards the end of this story, of this message, of our worship today, makita natin ang kamay ng Panginoon na siyang yumayakap at naglilimlim sa atin. And we can see and we can realize and we can say, yes and amen, God, you are really good. You are sovereign, Lord. Hindi ka lang naghahari sa langit, hindi ka lang naglalaan ng lahat ng bagay sa langit, kundi makapangyarihan ka na naglalaan para sa akin. Amen? Naglalaan po siya para sa atin. But there are three things, no po, that we need to understand. Ano ang ibig sabihin ng paglalaan, dakila ng Diyos sa atin? So we will be going now to Genesis chapter 47. Okay. In Genesis chapter 47, mahaba po itong kwento. And atin po itong tunghayan. Meron pong tatlong bagay na kinakailangan po nating maunawaan upang makita natin ang lundo, ang halaga, ang ibig sabihin na ang Diyos ay nakapaglalaan tunay sa ating lahat. So number one truth is seclusion. Everybody say with me, seclusion. Ayan. Ito po yung pagiging sheltered, no, in a private, in a distinct place designed and directed by God for the Israelites. So nakwento na po sa atin in chapter 46 na bumalik na po ang mga magkakapatid sa Egypt, and this time kasama na po nila si Jacob with the promises of God personally to Jacob that I will be with you, I am your God, I'm gonna bring you there, I'm gonna go down with you there to lift you up. No? So, ang ganda po ng pangako ng Diyos. Pero, hindi po lamang ganon na may pangako ang Diyos na maglalaan pala siya sa akin. May pangako ang Diyos na sasamahan pala niya ako. Kaya lang may lugar. Everybody say with me, may lugar. Hindi lahat ng lugar ay, kumbaga, alam natin that God is omnipresent. He is the all-present God. Nandoon ang Diyos sa lahat ng lugar, ibig sabihin nakikita niya, ngunit hindi siya nakapangyayari sa lugar na yon kung hindi natin siya papayagan. Like for example, is God in the nightclub? His presence, no, His Holy Spirit is not there, but He sees that. But is God here in the church? Yes. Why? Because the people praise Him, the people unite with Him, the people na po welcomes Him. Nandito po tayo, nagwi-welcome sa Panginoon. So, hindi lahat ng lugar, may pangako ako ng Diyos. Hindi niya ako pababayaan, hindi niya ako iiwan. Therefore, I will go wherever I go. No. In order for us to understand ang paglalaan ng Diyos, dapat dumuon tayo sa dinisenyo at dinirek ng Diyos na lugar para sa atin. So it's not enough to say, thank you God, you will bless me. Thank you Lord that you have a blessing for me. But the next question is, where Lord? Where do you want me to find your blessing? And where do you want me to find you? Therefore, we need to be secluded. And the first thing na dapat natin makita dito, sabi ng Word of God in verse 1, Joseph went and told Pharaoh, my father and brothers with their flocks and herds and everything they own have come from the land of Canaan and now in Goshen. So, galing sila sa Kanaan at ngayon nandoon sila sa Goshen. He chose 5 of his brothers and presented them before Pharaoh. Pharaoh asked the brothers, what is your occupation? Your servants are shepherds. They replied to Pharaoh, just as our fathers were. They also said to him, we have come to live here for a while because the famine is severe in Canaan and your servants' flocks have no pasture. So now please let your servants settle in Goshen. Pharaoh said to Joseph, your father and your brothers have come to you and the land of Egypt is before you. Settle your father and your brothers in the best part of the land. Let them live in Goshen. And if you know of any among them with special ability, put them in charge of my own livestock. So here we go. Saan magmamanifest ang ating seclusion o ating consecration or separation from the world? Parang kumbaga, andito po mga Israelita, no? They are chosen people, at dito paparamihin ng Diyos ang lahi, at doon manggagaling ang Messiah, at doon siya magiging tagapagligtas. Not only of Israel, but of the whole world. But primarily, dito pa lang, kailangan na ng seclusion. So, distinct ang mga Israelites. Una, no, sa kanilang pagiging shepherd, sa kanilang occupation. Detestable, hindi po kinalulugdan ng mga Egipsyo ang pagtatrabaho bilang pastol. Pero makita po ninyo, no, very proud si Joseph to say that his brothers were all shepherds. Actually, pumili si Joseph ng 5 brothers, no? At hindi po ni-reveal dito sino po yung 5. So, maraming kapatid si Joseph, and then pumili siya ng 5 na magre-represent ng buong pamilya. So, haharap ka sa Pharaoh, haharap ka sa king, ipapakilala mo ang sarili mo. So, dito makita natin na walang pagmamagaling kundi lahat pag-amen. Walang pagmamataas kung hindi, kahit sa pinakamababang lugar o kaparaanan ng trabaho, aaminin nila. Why? Because yun ang disenyo ng Panginoon sa kanila. There was nothing to prove, nothing to hide, and nothing to lose. Pero makita rin po natin dito, chinutor ni Joseph ang kanyang mga kapatid para sumagot kay Pharaoh. Napakahalaga po dito, no? In terms of seclusion, na hindi lang po natin, parang dito na lang muna ako, maghihintay ako kung anong mangyayari sa aking kinabukasan. Kung hindi, Joseph, though he was once the youngest among the siblings, tapos si Benjamin na ngayon naging pinakabunso, pero this time around, no, binaliktad. Siya na yung naging mentor ng kanyang mga kapatid. So in seclusion, we see here the importance of mentoring, of someone teaching you, of someone talking to you, and alam mo yun, tinuturuan ka paano humarap sa mataas na tao, paano mo ipakilala ang sarili mo, paano mo ipagmalaki ang mga bagay na alam mong bigay ng Diyos pero hindi kinalulugdan ng mundo. So you have this kind of mentor in Joseph, and sumunod ang kanyang mga kuya sa kanya. So, pakita po natin that number one, we really need to be secluded, no? In order for us to understand nasaan ang paglalaan ng Diyos sa akin. Are you secluded? Are you on a private place with God? Are you on your sacred place with the Lord? Are you being shepherded, sheltered by the Lord in His ways? At binigyan pa po sila ng job opportunity ni Pharaoh. Sino man sa inyo ang mga magagaling, no? Ay pwedeng mag-serve sa kanyang kaharian. God is at work. Mga kapatid, makita natin na kahit nandun sila sa Goshen, no? Sabi nga ni Pastor Al, it's between Canaan and Egypt. So inalis sila ng Diyos sa Canaan kasi nandun na nga po ang lahat ng uri ng mga Diyos-Diyosan, nandun na ang uri ng lahat ng mga kasalanan. So inalis na rin sila ng Diyos in a way, no, famine moved them away from Canaan, forced them to move away. For what reason? So that God can consecrate them. No, minsan nakikita lang talaga natin yung physical need natin. Eh. I need to move from this place and go there. O kaya pupunta ako mula sa Pilipinas, mag-abroad ako. What? Kasi hirap kami, gutom kami, mag-aaral ang mga anak ko. We just see the superficial and the, kumbaga po, the temporal things that we need. But more than anything, no, bakit minsan ginagamit ng Diyos yung hirap, pangangailangan, para i-preserve ka? Para ilayo ka? Mas malalim sa iyong physical need ay yung mahawa ka sa kasalanan, malulung ka sa bisyo, at talagang mapahamak ang iyong kaluluwa. So, hindi, minsan makita natin na yun nga, yung mga pagsisikil o mga pangangailangan natin ay para tila yata inaapi ako ng Diyos. Look at this, 7 years of famine. Parang ang hirap, no? Nakita mo ang laki ng angkan ni Jacob. Pero sila'y sumunod sa Diyos. Ginamit ng Panginoon ang anumang hirap, ang anumang tagutom, para sa isang mas malalim na paglalaan ng Diyos. At yun ay ang paglalaan niya ng kaligtasan at preservation for His chosen nation. So, mga kapatid, we have something to preserve in our lives. Not money, not fame, not our name even, but the gift of salvation and redemption of God in us. Kaya, nasaan man tayo ngayon, ano man ang trabaho natin, ano mang pamilya mayroon tayo, anumang paglalakbay ang mayroon tayo, paglipat-lipat na binibigay na pagkakataon ng Diyos sa atin, pabago-bagong sitwasyon ng ating buhay, let us look deeply. Mayroong inililigtas ang Diyos sa iyo. Mayroon siyang inihihiwalay sa iyo. Mayroon siyang pinepreserve sa iyo. Kaya Romans 12:1 and 2 would remind us, sabi po ni Paul dito, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God. The will of God that is good, pleasing, and acceptable. Perfect, sabi ng English Standard Version. Parang lagi natin sinasabi dito sa mundo, walang perfect. But when we read Romans 12:1 and 2, there is this perfect thing. Alam niyo kung ano yung perfect thing na yun? It's the will of God. And the will of God is only revealed to those na talagang nagpapasakop sa Panginoon. Kaya kailangan natin lumugar tayo kung saan magaganap ang kalooban ng Diyos. Hanapin mo siya. Nasa Egypt na sila. Ang laki rin bansa ng Egypt, and they are free to go. Why? Because their brother is a governor. They have the connection. Pero ang sabi ng Panginoon, Goshen, dito kayo. At ang sabi dito, Goshen is the best land. Everybody say with me, best land. Minsan, kapag ka naglilingkod tayo sa Panginoon, tingin natin kawawa tayo. Parang ang mga magaganda lang at magagaling, yung mga nakaka-travel. Parang ang mga magaganda at magagaling, yung mayroong two-digit salary or three-digit salary. Ako, naglilingkod ako sa Lord, pero parang hindi, parang wala, parang kulang, parang kawawa ako. No! As long as you are in the will of God, you are in the best place. You are in the best place. Dahil dito ka ipe-preserve ng Diyos, dito ka niya ihahanda sa mas matinding pagpapala niya para sa iyo. 1 John 2:15-16 says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all," everybody say with me, "for all." "For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eye, and the pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world." Ito na matindi. And the world is passing away with all its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. Parang may isang, dito lang, dito mo ako nilagay, Lord. Yes, dito kita nilagay. Kasi, ang isip ng Diyos, that's the best land for you. Pero nakatingin ang tingin mo doon, nakatingin ang mata mo sa Canaan, nakatingin ang mata mo doon sa mas malayong city ng Egypt. You compete. You're restless. And you forget the perfect will of God in Goshen. So, mga kapatid, anything thou, everything, all the things in this world, lilipas. Pero isa lang ang magtatagal magpasa walang hanggan. Yun yung ikaw na sumusunod sa kalooban ng Diyos. You will not perish. Amen. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Number two that we need to understand so that we can see and realize na nakapangyayari ang Diyos sa akin sa gitna ng pangangailangan at ang paglalaan niya ay sigurado. Number two is honor. Everybody say with me, honor. We must build our life in honor. Sabi dito, then Joseph brought his father to Jacob in and presented him before Pharaoh. That's the first dynamic of honor here. So nandito ang anak, Joseph, he was the governor, pero bumaba siya sa level ng pagiging anak. Hinawakan niya ang kamay ng kanyang ama at dinala niya kay Pharaoh. He presented his father to Pharaoh. Lahat ng mga kabataan dito na wala pang asawa, sumigaw kayo ng yes. Do you honor your parents? Are you proud to introduce your parents to your crush, to your girlfriend, to your boyfriend, to your classmates, to your barkada? Honor is very important. And then nakita rin natin dito, not only from Joseph to Jacob to Pharaoh, the second dynamic is Jacob to Pharaoh. Jacob was so old, pero humarap siya kay Pharaoh. No? At talagang nagbigay siya ng kumbaga courtesy visit na tinatawag. And ang sabi sa Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7, there is no doubt that the one who blesses is greater than the one who is blessed. So, tingin natin dito sa mundo, kapag ka ikaw yung nilalike, kapag ka ikaw yung pinapansin, pagka ikaw yung nire-recognize at ina-award, ikaw yung blessed na blessed. Tama ba? Yan ang kalakaran ng mundo. Ikaw yung nakakaakyat sa stage, ikaw yung nakakapagsalita, ikaw yung leader, ikaw yung mentor. Wow, you're blessed. No! Hebrews 7:7 says to us that the one who blesses is greater than the one who is blessed. Let's think about this. Kaya huwag tayong maging madamot to appreciate, to say good things, to honor, to find ways of being thankful. When you look at people, when you look at every event, when you look at every gathering, look for what is good. Look for people to lift up. Look for someone to bless kahit na behind the scene. Hindi mo na kailang i-post sa FB. Why? That is the road to greatness. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And on the other way around, Pharaoh received the blessing. Kapag po tayo umiral sa ekonomiya at lakad ng mundo, tayo po'y mapapagod. Dahil talagang, at masisip tayo, kasi gagawin mo ang isang bagay for what reason? Para meron kang affirmation, para meron kang recognition, para meron kang appreciation, eh wala ngang nagbigay. Pagod ka. Pero alam niyo yon, the more you give, kapag nagbibigay ka, nag-exercise ka ng giving, honoring, appreciation, walang pagod. Kasi lalo kang binibless ng Panginoon. So may we learn this crossroad. That we could be the most blessed people on earth. Why? Not with what we receive, but with what we give. Not with how we want to receive, but we are blessed with how much we desire to bless. Meron ba ditong blessed people? Parang konti. Meron bang pinagpalang mga babae at lalaki dito? Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Hallelujah. Woo! We are blessed to bless. And on the other way around, kapag pala tayo yung nagpe-bless, tayo pala yung greater. Sabi po dito ni Jacob to Pharaoh, di ba? Kinamusta siya? Kamusta po kayo? How old are you na? Ilang taon na kayo? Let's take a look at verse 9. Sabi dito ni Pharaoh, ni Jacob to Pharaoh, oh, the years of my pilgrimage are 130. My years have been few and difficult, and they do not equal the years of the pilgrimage of my fathers. In verse 9, dalawang beses binanggit yung pilgrimage. Everybody say with me, pilgrimage. Gusto po natin yan, no? Sa mga Catholics, we use the word pilgrimaging. Sa atin po, journeying. But in reality, no, journeying, pilgrimaging is not about going to places, going to Israel, and see the wonders and the beautiful places. But you know, journey is counting your years. Palapit ng palapit sa katapusan ng buhay. So here we see, sabi dito, the years of my pilgrimage are 130. 130 years old na po humarap si Jacob kay Pharaoh. 130 years old na siya nung nakita na niya muli si Joseph. And sabi niya dito, how would I describe my ears? Sabi ni Pharaoh, kamusta po kayo? Anong naging buhay po ninyo? Sabi ni Jacob, my ears have been few. Kasi, kukompare mo sa kanyang father, si Isaac, 180. Si Abraham, 175. Tapos si Jacob ngayon, 130. And namatay po si Jacob at age 147. So, 17 years po siya, lalabas po yan sa quiz. 17 years po naglagi si Jacob sa Goshen with his children. And sumideway lang po tayo ng konti. I believe Jacob was a changed man. No, he missed so much in his parenting. Pero siguro nung 17 years na ito, nung nasa Goshen siya, parang yun na yung make-up years niya. With his grown-up children, with his growing grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Pero sabi niya dito kasi, kakaunti lang ang taon ko. 130, 175, 180 po yan, kakaunti. E paano pa po kaya tayo? 70, 80, 90, ano pong tawag doon? Oh, my years are very few. No, mas maliit pa sa kakaunti. This is our pilgrimage. Kaya sabi ni Moses, Lord, teach us to number our days that we might live right. Hindi tayo mamamasyal lang sa Goshen, hindi lang tayo magkakamkam ng mga bagay dito sa lupa. Sabi doon, teach us to number our days. Kaya when Jacob said, no, my days are 130, these are few and difficult. Everybody say with me, difficult. Mahirap. Bakit nga? Sa ibang translation, ang sabi niya, my days are evil. 130 years old na siya, sinasabi niya kay Pharaoh, ang buhay ko mabigat, ang buhay ko malungkot, ang buhay ko masama. He was beginning to testify. Why? Ito ako. Lumaki ako. Actually, nasa tiyan pa lang ako ng nanay ko. Mandarambong na ako. Magnanakaw. Sinungaling. At habang lumalaki ako, tumakas ako because of death threat. So merong mga rifts, no, sa relationship. At nakita din natin that he was also deceived by Laban. Noong nag-asawa siya, maraming selosan at maraming away dahil ang dami nga niyang asawa. Nagkaroon ng abuse, rape, deception, crime, violence sa kanyang mga anak. Up until napagkamalan niya at pinaniwalaan nga niya na namatay na si Jose. At ngayon, nandun sila sa Goshen, temporarily nakikipisan sa ibang bansa dahil may tagutom. Sabi niya, these days of my years are all few and difficult. Pilgrimage. Sabi ni Pastor Al last week, lahat ng mga pangit na ito, lahat ng masakit at mapait, ay maaari nating tawagin kinakailangang lakbayin. That's our necessary journey. Para saan? For God to form us. For God to form Jacob and his family. May mga paraan ng Diyos na minsan nga masakit, pero nandoon mas malalim para sa ating ikabubuti. Yan ang sovereign providence ng Panginoon. A lot of times, we see the providence of God with the material things. Lord, provide mo naman ito. Lord, provide mo ito. Kailangan ko nito. Kailangan ko ng ganyan. Pero sana ngayon makita natin, my days are very few. Your days, our days are very few. We are on a pilgrimage. But help me to see, Lord, your purposes in my life. At huwag kong matapos itong pilgrimage na ito na difficult lang. Kundi in the difficult times, I have found the answer. And the answer is Jesus. Amen? Hebrews 11:13-16. Alam niyo ba na may mga nabuhay na mga lingkod ng Diyos una pa sa atin, na kanilang niyakap at pinaniwalaan ng lahat ng pangako ng Diyos, ngunit hindi ito natupad sa kanilang henerasyon. Subalit they have received the crown of life. Why? Because they have believed. And with that faith, with that belief in God, they obeyed and stayed on the will of the Lord. Everybody read with me Hebrews 11:13-16. Everybody go, let's read. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them from afar, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Those who say such things declare plainly that they are looking for a homeland. And certainly, if they had been thinking of the country out of which they came, they might have had the opportunity to return. But they desired a better country. That is a heavenly one. Everybody say with me, heavenly one. Heavenly one, therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has promised a city for them. We are on a pilgrimage. Hindi po tayo magpasawalang hanggan dito sa lupa. Tayo po'y kailangang umuwi. Sana ang uuwian natin is the heavenly city, the heavenly place where God is our Father and He reigns and He feasts and He dwells among us. What a joy it would be. Kaya, alam niyo po, ang buhay natin dito, lilipas, matatapos, pero sana huwag matapos ng insignificant, ng walang kabuluhan. Tapusin natin ng may kabuluhan. Tapusin natin ng may saysay. Tapusin natin na merong anticipation and expectation that I'm gonna go to my own home, to my real home. And that is in the embrace of the Father. We can only testify and say, yes, my life here on earth, it could be 80, it could be 90, maraming evil, maraming difficult, but God is good. He saved me. He built me up. He took care of me. He embraced me, and now He's bringing me back home. Amen? We have a hope. Doon sa langit, mayroon tayong mansyon. Doon sa langit, mayroon tayong Diyos. Palakpakan po natin ang Diyos na naghanda ng napakagandang lugar sa atin. And allow us, dahil po we're celebrating our 25th anniversary, may I call on Pastor Al? Would you like us to sing? Para konti lang eh. Kumanta po si Pastor Al nung wedding namin eh. Pero hindi po ako kakanta ngayon lamang. I want to share to you this song. Natutunan ko to nung bata pa ako. At pastor na si Pastor Al noon. I want us to see the reality, the promises of God. Na kahit nakubo ang ating tahanan dito sa lupa. Kahit we lack things. Kahit alam mo yun, pinag-aabot-abot lang natin ang ating mga pagkain, ang ating mga budget. We smile, we have joy. Why? Dahil binibilang natin ang araw doon sa tahanan ng Diyos. Mayroon akong mayaman na Diyos at mayroon akong mansyon, mayroon akong tahanan magpasawalang hanggan. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. And let's sing this together. Pastor Al. Can you sing with us? Ang aming
tahanan dito sa lupa may kasiyahan pag hanggat sa langit ay may naghihintay na kaharian. Hintong lantay.
Kung alam niyo po, sabayan niyo kami.
May bahay na di nasisira doon sa langit na walang hanggan.
Come on, you sing. Walang hapis.
Wala nang hapis at laging sagana sa piling ng Diyos na dakila.
Come on, let's sing. Huwag mapahala. Umawit po tayo
sa kalagayan ko, pagkat sa langit ang aking tungo, pansamantalang naglalakbay dito hanggang sumapit sa palasyo. Bahay na di nasisira doon sa langit na walang hanggan. Wala nang hapis at lagi sagana sa piling ng Diyos na dakila.
Tayo't lahat, ako'y may bahay.
Ako'y may bahay na di nasisira doon sa langit na walang hanggan. Wala nang hapis at laging sagana sa piling ng Diyos na dakila.
Amen! Thank you, Pastor Al. Alright. I love you. Sana magkasawa pa rin tayo sa mansyon. Question, Pastor Al. Kapag kapitbahay mo ko sa mansyon, iimbitahan mo ba ako doon? Pagka magkapit-bahay tayo sa langit, iimbitahan mo ako doon?
Sa bahay ko?
Oo.
Babahay kita.
Alright. Palapakan natin ang Panginoon. Hallelujah! Whew! That's a divine providence. May pag-asa. Ang Diyos ay mayaman. Ang Diyos ay mahabagin. Ang Diyos, siya mismo ang tutulong sa atin na mamalas natin ang lahat ng mga magagandang pinakita at inihanda po niya sa atin. Bigyan ko po kayo ng isa pang talata na magbibigay sa atin ng pag-asa, ng paglalaan ng Diyos, hindi lang sa mundong ito, kung hindi sa kabilang buhay. Pahayag 21:1-5, everybody read with me, malakas po, ready, go. Pagkatapos ito, nakita ko ang isang bagong langit at isang bagong lupa. Wala na ang dating langit at lupa, wala na rin ang dagat. At nakita ko ang banal na lungsod at ang bagong Jerusalem na bumababa mula sa langit, buhat sa Diyos, gaya ng isang babaeng ikakasal. Siya'y nakabihis at nakahanda sa pagsalubong sa kanyang mapapangasawa. Narinig ko ang isang malakas na tinig mula sa trono. Tignan ninyo, ang tahanan ng Diyos ay nasa piling na ng mga tao. Maninirahan siyang kasama nila at sila'y magiging bayan niya. Diyos mismo ang makakapiling nila at siya ang magiging Diyos nila. At papahirin niya ang bawat luha sa kanilang mga mata. Wala nang kamatayan, dalamhati, pagtangis at paghihirap sapagkat lumipas ang dating mga bagay. Pagkatapos ay sinabi ng nakaupo sa trono, pagmasdan ninyo, ginagawa kong bago ang lahat ng bagay. Amen! If you receive this blessed hope in Jesus, palakpakan po natin siya. Hallelujah! Kaya mga kapatid, if you cried and cried a lot, don't worry. Si Jesus mismo ang magwa-wipe ng iyong tears. Kaya iyak pa more. Woo! Hallelujah! We see here the dynamics of honor from Joseph. Didala niya ang kanyang tatay kay Pharaoh. And then from Jacob, no, being an old man, blessing Pharaoh. And this time around, pangatlong dynamic, makita natin dito, Joseph blessing his brothers and all the household. Verse 11, so Joseph settled his father and his brothers in Egypt and gave them property in the best part of the land, the district of Ramses, as Pharaoh directed. Joseph also provided his father and his brothers and all his father's household with food according to the number of their children. Ito ang nagagawa ng forgiveness. Ito ang nagagawa ng pagpapatawad. Ito ang nagagawa ng masigit na nakakakita sa mga temporal things. Ito ang nagagawa ng isang tao na tiwasay at nagpapasalamat sa Diyos. Ito ang nagagawa ng isang tao na kumikilala sa kapangyarihan at kapamahalaan ng Diyos sa kanyang buhay. Walang bakas ng sakit at dusa. Walang bakas ng paghihiganti. Walang bakas ng kurot at yamot. Why? Joseph, siya mismo, he settled. If you see the verbs here, settled. Kanya pong sinecure ang kanyang tatay at ang kanyang mga kapatid. And then gave them property. Binigyan niya ng mga lupain, ng mga ari-arian. And sabi dito, Joseph also provided for his father and brothers and all their household with what? Food. According to the number of their children. Wow! Joseph really, no? Siya yung image ng Panginoong Jesus. He was really the foreshadow of Jesus. Kapag tinignan tayo ng Panginoong Jesus, wala siyang tingin na masama sa atin. Wala siyang negative words. Wala siyang accusation, wala siyang pagbibintang, wala siyang pag-weigh ng things, ng ating mga offenses sa kanya. All he had in mind is how he could bless you, how he could bless me. That's how graceful and merciful Jesus is to us. Kaya, mga kapatid, honor paves the way to blessing. Honor paves the way to greater heights. Honor paves the way to see the hand of the Lord. Kaya ang atin pong isa sa mga values ng Crossroads Church is honor. Hindi lang po men of honor, but women of honor. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Be respectful in all authorities. Be helpful sa atin pong mga kamag-anak, sa atin pong mga kapamilya. No, mag-extend po tayo ng kindness. And number three is wisdom. So, kailangan natin ng wisdom in order for us to understand the sovereign providence of God. Wisdom in what? Be wise in times of need. Itong nakakatakot. Kapag ka nasa gitna na tayo ng pangangailangan, natataranta tayo. Pagka nasa gitna tayo ng pangangailangan, nakatingin tayo sa naaabot ng kamay natin at nakokontrol natin. Pagka nasa gitna tayo ng pangangailangan, alam niyo yun, talagang yes, we call upon the Lord, but we want the answer right now. Tayo po'y nagmamadali, nai-stress, at talagang we want things to be done our time, our way. But let us learn from Joseph. Nasa famine pa po ang buong pamilya na ito. Most probably, mga ikatatlong taon ng tagutom. Ang buong pamilya po ni Jacob ay pumisa na po sa Egypt at nasa Goshen po sila ngayon. At makikita natin dito na the verse 30 sabi dito, there was no food. Kaya niyo po yon? Kaya niyo pong walang Starbucks? Kaya niyo pong walang McDo? Eh, yung walang bigas sa bahay. Yung lalo na, yung walang tinapay. Sino po dito yung kamukha ko pagka walang tinapay eh? Nagiging angry bird. There was no bread! Sabi dito, there was no food. Yung food po dito, supply. Lahat. There was no food, however, in the whole region because the famine was severe. Both Egypt and Canaan wasted away because of the famine. Ito na. Verse 14. Dito nag-umpisa ang pagiging wise leader, wise governor ni Joseph. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan in exchange for the grain that they bought. Everybody say with me, exchange. One more time, exchange. Dito sa verses na ito, makikita natin po dito yung not the foreign exchange, dollar to peso. Because peso is weak, dollar is strong. Hindi po ito foreign exchange. Ito po ay barter na tinatawag. Diba? AB, you know this lesson? Bartering. Yung mayroon akong pera, pero wala akong pagkain, ibinigay ko yung pera kapalit ng binhi. Not only that, dumating po sa punto, isa-summarize ko na lang po, ang mga tao ay nagdala ng pera para makabili ng grains or ng seeds. Dumating doon, naubos na ang pera, livestock na po, dala ang kambing, tupa, baka, at kung ano-ano pang mga alagang hayop. At ito ay kanila pong ibinigay kay Joseph in exchange of grain. At nabuhay po ang mga tao, nakakain. Pero dumating yung punto, wala na rin sila pang makain. So ano na pong ginawa ng mga tao? Land na, lote na, lupain na po ang ibinigay na kay Jose as a governor to Pharaoh, to Egypt, kapalit ng kanilang pagkain. Dumating yung time, wala na rin po silang makain. Wala na silang pera, wala na silang livestock, wala na silang mga ari-arian, mga lupain. Anong meron sila? Buhay. Take us as slaves. We're willing to serve. Maglilingkod po kami kay Pharaoh. Maglilingkod kami sa Egypt. Ano pong pwede kong gawin? Ano pong pwedeng trabaho? Ipaglilingkod ko po ang aking buhay kapalit ng grain. When we think of this, pinayagan po ito ni Jose. No? Hindi po, on the other way around, na dito yung grains, na mayroon pong imbak si Joseph. May imbak siyang grains na pwede niyang ipamigay, pero bakit hindi niya ipinamigay? No, makita po natin dito yung accountability, responsiveness ng mga tao. Pero mas may nakita po akong weight dito spiritually. Na si Jose, titignan niya ang mga tao at pinangunahan niya ang mga tao sa ex-deal po na ito so that people would realize at the end of the day what is the most important thing in life. It's not money, it's life. It's not hayop, it's not livestock, it's life. It's not land, but life. It's not even my own life, but life. So dito po dinala ni Joseph ang mga tao, napakaraming tao, sa true value ng buhay. At makita po natin dito yung wisdom niya. And this reminds me also of my parenting. No, like for example, kaming mag-asawa, we work, we save, we allot budget for the needs of our children, for our food and everything. Pero alam niyo, yung dumarating yung time na, sige, kakain tayo dito. Itong pagkain natin. How much do you want to share? Kagaya po ngayon, we plan to travel. So, kwinenta na ni Pastor Al, itong gagastusin natin. Anim tayo. Divided by six, itong division natin. Ito ang sagot ng bawat isa. If you want to travel, itong sagot. Sa totoo lang, kaya po ni Pastor Al yun, nailibre kami lahat. Kaya yun. O kaya ko din yun. Kaya ko yun, mga anak. Kaya ko kayong ilibre sa KFC. Pero bakit minsan nagpapalibre? O kaya bakit minsan nag-aas ng share? So that they can learn ano yung value. Value ng work. Ah, ito pala yun. Pagka pala 500 pesos, ibig sabihin pala nito, dalawang oras nagtrabaho, isang oras nagtrabaho, isang araw na trabaho. Tapos uubusin mo lang ng isang Big Mac meal. Yon, galit ka pa sa tatay mo. So, this ex-deal was really wise. Why? It taught us, no, even now, siguro noon at ngayon, tinuturuan tayo, what's the most important thing in you, in your life? Ano ang pwede mong ibigay in exchange of life? Hindi naman po ibig sabihin ito ng masama, ah. Ibig sabihin, ano ang pwede mong ipaglingkod? Ano ang pwede mong ishare? Ano ang pwede mong isurrender? Ano nang nararating ng surrender level mo just for you to live? Let us look deeper, spiritually. God owns everything and He can bless us. And He is able to bless us. Pero bakit mayroong I give my time, I give my attention, bakit kailangan mag-serve, bakit kailangan mag-life group, bakit merong ganito, bakit may ganyan? Hindi po ito kayo kinukuhanan ng Diyos. Hindi tayo kinukuhanan ng Diyos. Kundi when we give to God our attention in exchange of our work, kasi God is more important. When we give more to the Lord's work than our shopping spree, it's simply because, God, you're more important. Pero makita rin po natin yung honor dito ni Joseph sa mga priest. In-exempt po niya yung mga priest sa pagbibigay po ng kanilang mga land. So talagang ni-reserve po ito ni Joseph para sa kanila. At dumating na yung pagkakataon na kahit nagsiserve na yung mga tao, nagugutom pa rin sila at tiyak magugutom pa rin sila. Up until the people asked Joseph, give us seed. Ano pong verse yan? Let's take a look. Verse 19, one click. Give us seed so that we may live and not die, and that the land may not become desolate. So, natuto yung mga taong manghingi ng tama at hingin ang tama. Diba? Dati, yung tao, ito po yung pera, pahingi, kakain. Ito po yung hayop, pahingi, makakakain. Ito po ang trabaho ko, makakakain ako. Pero this time around, anong hiningi po ng mga tao? Give us seed. Nag-mature yung mga tao. Nag-grow. Kasi gusto na naming tumulong, magtatanim na kami para hindi na rin matigang ang lupa. Itong hingin natin sa Diyos, give us seeds, Lord. Ang pera mauubos, ang lahat ng ito, kakainin ko lang to. Yun nga lang po, pagbidigyan kayo ng Lord ng binhi, mani. O kaya, ano pang mga nuts yan, o ano pang mga seeds yan, huwag niyo pong kainin, itanim. So, kita po natin yung excellent wisdom. Exaggerated na yung wisdom, wise na, excellent pa, no? At binigyan po sila ni Joseph ng seeds. Sabi na mga tao, give us seeds. And then Joseph said to the people, now that I have bought you and your land today for Pharaoh, here is seed for you so you can plant the ground. Everybody say with me, plant. One more time, plant. One more time, plant. In times of need, we need to plant. Huwag natin kainin ang lahat ng savings natin kapag tayo nagigipit. Magtira to save and to plant. Invest. Share. Give some more. Huwag tayong matakot na magtanim. At ang magandang pagtatanim ay para sa kaharian ng Panginoon. But when the crop comes in, sabi ni Joseph, eto na. So usapan natin, here are the seeds. Anong gagawin niyo sa seeds? Itanim. Huwag kakainin. Itanim. Okay? And then, pag tinanim ninyo, syempre tutubo. Sabi dito ni Joseph, give a fifth of it to Pharaoh. The other four-fifths you may keep as seed for the fields and as food for yourselves and your households and your children. So good management. We see here the home economic management of Joseph. Yung unang pagbibigay niya ng seed, sabi niya, itanim mo yan. Maganda po yung isa sa parenting approach po na agree naman ni Pastor Al, pero it's more Pastor Al talaga po talagang sinusundan niya yung mga anak po namin. Kapag dumating na po sa certain age po iyan, we don't give them cash gifts. Pero meron lang pong mga munti, like for example, 1,000, 2,000. Sasamahan po yan ni Pastor Al sa bangko. Tapos sabi niya, ito, hindi yan pang gastos, hindi yan pang shopping, hindi yan pang kain. Ibangko mo. Kaya po lahat sila, simula nung maliliit, meron silang bank book. Yung seed po na iyon, tinanim po namin. And then, sige, paramihin mo na. Kaya hulaan niyo po who has the most savings. Sino ba ang merong pinakamalaking savings? At natulog na yata ang savings. Alright. So mga kapatid, yung unang bigay ni Joseph, huwag mo kakainin, invest, save, plant. Okay? Ngayon, pagka lumago, umani, ibalik mo yung 20% kay Pharaoh. At yung 80%, anong gagawin mo sa 80%? Ito sabi niya, hatiin mo. Para yan sa field mo ulit, para sa pagkain mo, para sa household, and then sa children. So, yung 80% na yon, tinuruan pa din po ni Joseph paano i-manage. Singles in the house. Ayan, nakita niyo po kami ni Pastor Al on our 25th wedding anniversary. Ayun. So, yung kasal po namin, nag-share lang po kami. We got married on our own. So, from his savings to my savings, joint account po kami. At yun pong pinagsimula namin. At ngayon po, na 25th din namin, ganun din po kami. Share. So, this is wise and excellent management. And kung titignan natin, how did the people respond? Paano nag-respond yung mga tao? Ha? Magbibigay kami ng 20% kay Pharaoh? Ha? Magta-tax kami? Wala kayong first place? Sino nagbigay? And what's the value of Joseph? Honor. Saan ka nagtatanim? Kanino ka ng lupa nagtatanim? Di ba wala ka ng lupa? Pagmamay-ari yan lahat ni Pharaoh. Tama? Eh, kanino ka nagtatanim? Subukan mo magtanim sa kapitbahay mo. Pwede ba yon? Hindi. Wala tayong pagmamay-ari. Same with the Lord. Wala tayong pagmamay-ari. Pagka sinabi mo na, Lord, eh tithes na, may offering pa, may missions offering pa, mamaya meron pang isang araw para sa Diyos. Sabi ng Lord, eh, saan ka ba nakatayo? Kanino ba yan? Humihinga ka ba? Kanino ba galing yan? Nakakaamoy ka pa ba? Di ba wala ng pandemic, wala ng COVID? O, kanino galing yan? O, look at your body. Look at your the people with you. Di ba lahat yan? So, we have, because in the first place, we have received. Wala tayo, ubus na eh. Kaya kita niyo dito po, the deeper sense of how Joseph led the entire Egypt and now leading his household with a deep sense of spirituality in the time of famine. He is not just meeting the needs physically. Hindi lang para makakain ka at makatapos tayo. Ay, salamat. Apat na taon na tayo sa famine. Tatlong taon na lang. No. Sa bawat araw at bawat taon na yon, may natututunan, may nababago, may lumalalim, may nakikilala, may nahuhubog na pagpapahalaga sa atin. So this is how Joseph na po led the whole land, the whole nation in time of need. Now, sabi po ng mga tao, you have saved our lives, they said. May we find favor in the eyes of our Lord. We will be in bondage to Pharaoh. Hindi po si Joseph ang nagsabi na now, binigyan kayo ng seed. Now, bibigyan niyo si Pharaoh ng one-fifth. Hindi po si Joseph ang nagsabi, now, alipin na kayo ni Pharaoh. It's the people who said that. We are now bandaged to Pharaoh. Ibig po sabihin ng bandage, we owe everything to Pharaoh. Can we have that also? Lord, I'm here. I have this. It's only because of you. I owe you, Lord. Kulang ang buhay ko to say thank you, God. Hindi sinabi ng Diyos, bibigyan kita ng ganitong breakthrough, ha? Alipin na kita ngayon. No! God lavishes us with His love and He loves on, giving us blessing. Pero anong response natin? Lord, grabe itong pagpapahala mo na to. Wala akong choice talaga, kundi magpasalamat. At sa punong-puno ako ng pasasalamat, I'm gonna serve you. Just say it to me where you want me to go, what you want me to do. I'm gonna serve you, Lord. I am bondaged to God. If we will redeem the word bondage, kung ating tutubusin yung salitang nilingkis, magpalingkis tayo sa Panginoon. Because our life belongs to Him. Now, speaking of 20% tax, that's the way, no, Joseph taught the people to honor Pharaoh, the land. Malinaw po sa atin? Now, let's take a look at Jesus. How did Jesus see all this? Sabi niya, Mark 12:17. Then Jesus said to them, give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. And they were amazed at him. Diba? Nagkaroon ng pag-uusap ang mga tao doon? Paano ba to? Magbabayad ba kami ng tax? O sabi ni Peter, Lord, wala naman tayong trabaho. Di ba? Nag-resign na nga ako sa fishing. Ito, hinahabol ako ng BIR. Wala naman akong pambayad. Paano ba to, Lord? Ano ginawa ni Jesus? Do you know that story? Sabi ni Jesus, paminlit ka, tapos nakakuha siya ng coin. Bayad mo yan. And people were amazed. So we see here the blessing, the declaration of Jesus himself honoring the leaders of the land, no, everything. So giving back is an act of honor. Giving back is an act of honor. Even Abraham, siguro nakuha ni Joseph yon. Si Abraham, na-meet po niya si Melchizedek. Melchizedek was a priest. From nowhere, bigla na lang lumabas si Melchizedek. Pero sabi ng ibang commentaries, si Melchizedek ay parang si Jesus. Nagpakita siya kay Abraham na priest, bilang priest. Alam niyo ginawa ni Abraham? He served Melchizedek and he gave the tenth offerings to him. Siguro namana po yun. Alam niyo daw po mga kapatid, ang pagiging generous na mamana at lalo tigit ang higit na nakahahawa ay ang pagiging kuripot. So pumili na po kayo. Saan niyo gustong makilalang lahi? Pagiging galante o pagiging kuripot? May chismis, may marites. Ito po ang marites. Sabi, naku, kinuha ni Joseph yung tax. Naku, kinuha ni Joseph lahat. Parang gusto yata magpayaman ni Joseph. Malinaw po ang Biblia. Nirefute po yan ng Bible. Alam nyo, lahat po iyon ay para kay Pharaoh, right? When you read the Word of God, give back to Pharaoh, everything to Pharaoh, lahat kay Pharaoh. Wala pong kinuha si Joseph. Why? Because Joseph valued the most important thing in life. Ano yun? Nakita na niya yung pamilya niya restored, redeemed, delivered, saved, and now being preserved by God to becoming a nation that's everything for him. Para saan pa itong mga temporal things? May we have that sense of value and worth in life. Yung spiritual blessings. When we have the spiritual blessings, kapag ka meron tayong mga pagpapalang spiritual, masusupersede po niya ang mga physical wants and desires natin. At ang resulta na ito, tayo ay magiging tiwasay. Tayo ay kampante. Tayo ay kontento. Tayo ay masaya. Na ano po? Naglilingkod sa Diyos. Why? Because we have the most important thing already. God. And all the things about God. Amen? And Joseph exemplified servanthood. He served Pharaoh. He served the people. He served his household. And that's the spirit of Jesus. When he came here as a servant. Sabi niya, I came not to be served, but to serve. That's the result of being thankful and seeing the spiritual blessing superseding the physical blessing. In summary, what can we glean from Genesis 47 about God's sovereign providence? May pangangailangan ako, may kahirapan ako, meron akong dapat bayaran, meron akong dapat sustentuhan, meron akong dapat tugunan. Lord, maglalaan ka ba sa akin? Nakita natin, ang Diyos naglalaan. Pero para maunawaan natin ang kanyang paglalaan, we must see first the right place, the right spot where God leads us. Dumuon tayo sa lugar kung saan tayo sinabi ng Diyos dahil nandoon ang perfect will niya for us to be blessed. Number two, we need to become people of honor. And number three, be wise, lalo na sa panahon ng pangangailangan. So, naglalaan ba ang Diyos? Naglalaan po ba ang Diyos? Naglalaan po ba ang Diyos? Amen! Ano ang pakahulugan po nito sa atin? Number one, it helps us grow in the goodness of God. Kapag ka naisip mo ang Genesis chapter 47, In the middle of famine, in the severe famine, in the time of need, in the time of pilgrimage, kahit na malapit na mamatay o mag-end ang buhay ni Jacob, he counted the goodness of the Lord. Mga kapatid, sa paghihintay natin sa ating breakthrough, sa pagtanggap natin ng ating breakthrough, maging tiwasay at panatag tayo, let us learn to grow in the goodness of God. He is kind. He is good. Amen? Paglalaan ng Diyos sa atin dahil ito ang kanyang kabaitan, ito ang kanyang kabutihan. Number two, ang paglalaan ng Diyos sa atin ay palatandaan na kanya tayong i-raise up, binibring up sa kanyang mga plano. Plano na pang mas matagal, plano na pang habang buhay, plano na mas malalim, plano na mas patindi at dakila. Kaya sabi niya dito, verse 27, "Now the Israelites settled in Egypt in the region of Goshen. They acquired property there, and what happened to them? They were fruitful and increased greatly in number." Mga kapatid, this is our prayer. Na kapag hinihingi natin ang paglalaan ng Diyos, sana lalo tayong mapalapit sa plano niya. Ano ba yung plano niya? Dumami, magbunga ang kanyang imahe sa atin. The Christ-likeness. In what aspect? In the image, in the likeness ng kanyang karakter at ng kanyang gawa. Yun ang paramihin natin. While we're waiting, while we're receiving, while we are in breakthrough, while we're enjoying the pleasures and the blessings of the Lord, sana ang makita sa atin yung plano ng Diyos, yung disenyo ng Diyos, na kamukhang-kamukha ka talaga ni Lord. Sa iyong mga galaw at sa iyong mga salita at sa iyong mga trabaho. Kaya kaganapan ito sa prophecy at declaration ng Panginoon. Na sana nga, while we're doing this all and anticipating the paglalaan ng Diyos sa ating lahat, we go and make disciples of all nations. Lord, naghihintay ako sa breakthrough ko. Habang naghihintay ako, habang nandito ako sa pangangailangan ko, I share about you. Habang naghihintay ako sa lifetime partner, I share about you. Habang naghihintay ako sa anak ko, I share about you. Pero ito lang yun, kapag dumating na yung anak ko, I still share about you. Pag kinasal na ako, I still share about you. Pag tumanda na ako, I'm still sharing about you. This is the plan of the Lord. And number three, it assures us to reach our destiny. While we're understanding that God is sovereign and He's good and He's blessing us, sana makita po natin, palapit tayo ng palapit sa ating huling hantungan. Hindi lang matapos ang buhay natin dito. Kung hindi, pagkatapos natin dito, palapit tayo sa huling hantungan natin, ang buhay natin ay punong-puno ng pag-asa dahil tayo ay lilipat, pipisan sa ating Diyos. Verse 28 to 20 to 30, ito naging katapusan ng kwento sa Genesis 47. Jacob lived in Egypt 17 years, and the years of his life were 147. When the time drew near for Israel to die, he called for his son Joseph and said to him, "If I have found favor in your eyes, put your hand under my thigh and promise that you will show me kindness and faithfulness. Do not bury me in Egypt, but when I rest with my fathers, carry me out of Egypt and bury me where they are buried. I will do as you said. As you say," he said, "swear to me." "Swear to me," he said. Then Joseph swore to him, and Israel worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. You see here, at the end of Jacob's life, hindi na siya tinawag muling Jacob, Israel. This is the third time na tinawag si Jacob na Israel. The first time, nung nakipag-wrestle siya kay God. Ni-let go na niya ang kanyang way and he embraced God's way. And then, yung pangalawang pagkakataon na tinawag siyang Israel, yun yung time na ile-let go naman niya si Benjamin. Let it go. Letting God's way happen. Let God's sovereignty rule. And this time around, no, tinawag siyang Israel in the time na talagang iiwanan na niya ang kanyang pamilya, kanyang minamahal, naangkan, no, ang kanyang mga anak, at pipisan siya sa Lord. And then, when he faced God, he is no longer Jacob. He is no longer the bad guy, but he is a changed man, transformed man. Israel, a nation chosen by God. That's our destiny. Mga kapatid, wag lang tayo pumunta sa langit and receive the mansion and the gold. Sabi doon, meron the golden stairs and see the face of the Lord. Tumungo tayo doon as a changed man, as a changed woman. And when you face God, you will say to Him, God, thank you. You changed me. And because of that, I'm here. Israel worshipped. Israel worshipped. Sana datnan tayo ng Panginoon, ukuhanin tayo ng Panginoon sa takdang panahon na Kanyang ibinigay sa atin. At the center of His will, worshiping Him. Do you still remember Romans chapter 12, verse 1? Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual act of worship. This is a divine providence. More than anything that we need in this life, sana makuha natin the greatest need that we have. That's God and everything that is all about Him. And we'll end our life worshiping Him. Kahit dubaan ka na sa tunnel ng kamatayan, libis ng kamatayan, sabi ni David, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Dumuon po tayo sa lugar ng pangako ng Diyos at iahatid niya tayo sa ating destiny. What a journey of faith indeed. We are on a pilgrimage, right? And no one knows hanggang kailan taon tayo dito. Pero, how do you describe your pilgrimage? Good? Bad? Plenty of evil? Difficult? Pero today, let us come to God and ask Him, Lord, I have plenty of evil and my days are difficult. Help me, redeem me, restore me. I am in need, Lord, pero sana sa panahon ng need ko, wala akong compromises. Sa panahon ng need ko, wala akong kasinungalingan, wala akong pagnanakaw, wala akong pandaraya. Sana sa panahon ng need, I can be secluded, I can be rested in your arms. I can honor you and honor people and honor everyone you give my life and help me to be wise. How are you on the road to blessing? Are you on the receiving end? Tayo ba yung laging nasa receiving end? Ano yung para sa akin? Ano yung dapat sa akin? Ano yung inihanda mo para sa akin? Or do we see now the spirit of Joseph and Jesus being a servant? Lavishly loving, giving, honoring, serving. That's Crossroads people. That's His church. Amen? Let us all bow our heads and close our eyes. And let's continue to reflect upon the message of the Lord. As we sing this song, as we honor Him, let us declare you, Lord, you're good. Lord, sobrang buti po. Kahit nasa gitna ako ng pangangailangan, I can still say, Lord, you're good. Sino po dito nagsasabi that God is good? Could you raise your hand? I am indeed, but God is good. I am in want, but God is good. Ang kulit ko! Makasalanan ako, but God is good. I do things on my way, but God is good. Oh Lord, you provide for me beyond I can imagine and think and pray for. Grabe, Lord, you're so good. God, you're so good. Lord, I can't contain your goodness. God, you're so good. And I want to immerse myself with your goodness. If you're honoring God today, declaring that He is good all your days, in your pilgrimage, in your journey, there's one thing that you want to stand out, and that is the goodness of God. If this is your desire, just stand up wherever you are. You want to declare, God, you're good. Humihinga ako, it's only because of you. May trabaho ako dahil sa'yo. Ito ang pera ko, itong sweldo ko. Lord, you're good. Lord, nandito ako sa Pilipinas, you're good. Lord, nasa ibang bansa ako, you're good. Lord, anong circumstance ko, may sakit ako, malusog ako. Lord, you're good. It's all about your goodness. And Lord, because you're good, help me to go forward and bless people. Like Joseph, give them seeds of life, give them hope, give them you, Jesus. If you're saying this, Lord, sobrang buti mo, gamitin mo po ako. If this is your prayer, just stand up wherever you are. Gamitin mo ako to speak about you. And I want to say, Lord, to you, Lord, I love you, I love you, I honor you, I honor you. Make me a person, a disciple who honors, who blesses, who loves, who gives, who cares. Lord, the person who is on the giving end. Lord, because I am your child. If this is your prayer, just stand up wherever you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's honor Jesus. Let's honor the Lord. And as we honor the Lord, can we come here on the altar? Come on the altar. Honor the Lord. Lahat po ng tubayo, just come here.
I've been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head.
Come on, just say this to the Lord.
I will sing of the goodness of God.
Yes, we're gonna sing, Lord.
And all my life you have been faithful.
Lord, you deserve all our praise.
And all my life you have been so,
you're so good.
So good.
Come on, lift our hands to God.
Every breath that I am made, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Just lift up your hands to the Lord and sing from your heart.
Of your voice.
Yes, Lord. It's your hands who are leading us through.
You have led me through the fire in the darkest night. You are close like no other.
Yes,
I've known you as the Father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived all the goodness.
If you believe that God is good all your life, say it louder.
And all my life you have been faithful.
Yes, you are faithful, Lord.
All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful.
Come on. God deserves our praise.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will
Totally, no instruments, just the voices, all my life.
All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am
Let's sing this prayerfully, all voices only, all my life.
All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able,
Your goodness.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now.
Say this majestically, your goodness.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Nothing more, nothing else in this world, Lord. Muli, Panginoon, dinedeklara namin sa aming mga buhay, sa aming mga labi, Lord, that You, Jesus, is our Lord and Savior. You own us, Lord, and our lives are all for You. Our days are all for You. Lord, tulungan niyo po kami. Save us from the evil one. Save us from the difficulties of life. And may we learn, Lord, and may we see saan mo kami nililigtas, kanino mo kami nililigtas. Lord, and thank You that we are safe in Your hand. We're safe in Your arms. Kahit po nasa gitna kami ng pangangailangan, kahit nasa gitna kami ng tagutom, what's important is You are with us and You protect us from the enemy, Lord. You protect us, Lord, that God, so that we can be preserved and become a nation, Lord, that will reach out to other nations, Lord, to preach Your word, to share You, to become a blessing to many nations. Lord, awaken our spirits in this time of need. May we still become, Lord, givers, generous givers. Lord, may we always be at the end of giving, honoring, loving, blessing. Lord, and as the days go by, and as we come near an end, to an end of our lives here on earth, Lord, may it become the beginning of our destiny with You. Seeing the glory of heaven with You. Seeing that You make all things new for us. Thank You so much, Lord, for the hope. Thank You so much for Your providence. Paglalaan mo sa amin na hindi ba malirip, hindi ba bilang, Panginoon. Paglalaan mo sa amin ng masigit pa sa amin pong hinihingi at inaasahan. Lord, we see open heavens today. We see breakthroughs in businesses, in our homes, in our parenting, in every relationship, in our personal walk with You. Lord, beginning today, we're gonna walk in divine providence, knowing that we have a God who cares for us, who blesses us, who gives us good things, because You are good. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Can you look at the person next to you and say, God is good. God is good. His goodness runs after you. Amen. Praise God. We can now go back to our seats po. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And let us continue to be silent as we respond to this message sa mga reflection na tanong na po na ito. To God be the glory. Nababasa niyo po ba? Mahirap po bang basahin?